suspect in shooting death of Philadelphia man walking dog was freed on bail 2 weeks prior. By Amy Furr on January 18, 2021. A suspect arrested in the recent shooting death of a Philadelphia man was released on bail 2 weeks before the incident occurred. Authorities said Sunday they had arrested 20-year-old Davis L. Josephus in connection with the killing of Milan Loncar, 25, who was shot Wednesday while walking his dog in Brewery Town. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported Sunday. On December 29, Josephus posted $20,000 bail on charges of motor vehicle theft and kidnapping, and $12,000 on charges including aggravated assault on a prison guard. Those sums had been reduced from originally amounts of $100,000 and $200,000, respectively, the article read. The Philadelphia Police Department arrested two suspects in connection with the killing and posted surveillance video of the incident online. Authorities also detailed Wednesday's events in a blog post on Thursday. The male victim, who was walking his dog, was approached by two individuals. During an apparent robbery, one of the individuals points a handgun at the victim and then both suspects start reaching towards the victim's pants pockets before the victim is shot one time in his chest. Both suspects fled on foot westbound on Jefferson and then southbound on 31st Street. Police arrested Josephus on February 19 of last year on charges of kidnapping for ransom, robbery, car theft, firearms violations and other charges, 11 counts in all, from a case the previous July, the Inquirer report continued. In a press release Sunday, District Attorney Larry Krasner offered condolences to Loncar's loved ones, adding, "The Philadelphia DAO argued in two separate cases last year that Davis Josephus be held in jail, yet bail was lowered by judges over our objections." Krasner's office said Josephus has been charged with murder, conspiracy, robbery, and illegal firearms offenses. He is not eligible for pretrial release on cash bail, the release stated. Following his death, Loncar's girlfriend, Olivia Gorski, called the victim her soulmate and said they had planned on moving in together in February. "I don't think I have a plan anymore without him," she concluded.